Hi and welcome to day three of 30 Days of Social Media. I'm Susie Daphnis from the Australian Business Women's Network. Today we look at five ways to use Twitter for business, and while we only have 140 characters to work with, that's more than enough for us to connect with our community, to generate conversations and to generate business. And here are five ways that we've used Twitter at the Australian Business Women's Network. I think you'll be able to use at least some of these ways yourself. The first is market research, and last month we were designing a new training program and I wanted to know what my community would want to learn from a program like that. So I loaded a survey onto the online survey tool SurveyMonkey and then I posted a tweet saying that I was looking for women to complete a survey. Within hours, hundreds of people had responded and told me exactly what they wanted to learn. The second area is reporting, and as an avid seminar goer, and I attend both live and online events, what I like to do is put my reporter hat on and tweet highlights from those events for my community. So if I feel that information is relevant to them, I can share the best parts of the conference without them having to be there. The media is often approaching the Australian Business Women's Network because they're looking for a woman for a particular story. And just last week, I had a radio station looking for someone who had good organisational abilities and could help others get organised. I was able to recommend an Australian Business Women's Network member who I follow on Twitter. And while I knew her before following her on Twitter, following her tweets, I knew that she would be exactly the right person for that story. Marketing. Now, we do use Twitter for marketing, and so when we have a new event coming up or a new promotion, I will post a tweet to announce that event using Twitter, and I'll often be posting a link that goes back to our website or our blog. And I do want to say one thing about using Twitter for promotion, and that is that you want to balance out your tweets between some that add value, some that engage others, responses to others' tweets, and then some self-focused marketing tweets. If you're only doing marketing tweets, you're going to lose credibility. The fifth area I want to cover is, I think, the most important from the point of view of repurposing the content you already have. And as an example, like many organizations, we publish a newsletter. And these days, you know, we publish that via email, but we also put it on our website, which gives us a great Twitter opportunity. So each month when the issue is ready to go live, I'll announce on Twitter that the issue is available to read, and I'll offer snippets of a couple of relevant pieces from the newsletter. Then for the days and weeks that follow, I'll post a link on Twitter to different parts of the newsletter. So I'm making the content go further and extending the life of the newsletter. And at the same time, I'm driving traffic to our website, where I hope readers will find more useful articles, as well as learning about the other products and services that we offer. And if the author of the article is on Twitter, then I'm sure to include their Twitter name in the tweet so that those that are interested in what they have to say can follow them as well. So as you can see, while we only have 140 characters, we can be really smart about how we use them. Your task for today is, how can you use one of these ways yourself? Which one of these can you implement today or in the coming week? Remember to let me know by adding a comment here on the blog or tweeting your ideas. And if you're tweeting, go ahead and use the #30DSM hashtag in your tweet so that I can follow your conversation. Thanks for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Susie Daphnis from the Australian Business Women's Network.